Always a pleasure for us to catch up with our regional radio high school athlete alumni who have moved on and continued to play sports at the collegiate level. One of those guys who just finished up his college career is a former Valley Catholic Warrior. Daniel Burkholt is joining us right now, and a recent grad of Southeast Missouri State University in Cape Girardeau. Daniel, congrats on that. Purely from that academic perspective, that must have been a nice weight off your shoulders to be done with school.
Yeah, for sure. You know, moving on, and, you know, it's been a long time playing baseball, so sad that it's over, but, you know, I'm happy to move on and take the next step.
I was talking with your teammate Connor Bosler from your Valley days a couple weeks ago, and we talked a little bit about his process of coming in and how there was a coaching change happening at SEMO at the time. I imagine the same thing happened for you. What has your relationship ended up being with the coaching staff going back to freshman year when maybe somebody else recruited you and you had to step in and work with a new coaching staff?
So, yeah, just like Connor, I mean, we've been around Coach Beezer for quite a long time since we were 10 years old. And, you know, we kind of went to SEMO for that purpose, to kind of be mentored and coached by him. But, you know, going into my sophomore year, getting new coaches and everything, it was a big adjustment. But, you know, it paid off. Two different coaches with two different coaching styles. So it kind of introduced us to a different side of the game, things like that. Yeah, you know, Connor, he came in and he was kind of blindsided right away with the new coaching staff. So it was totally different than who recruited him. But, you know, that's how it works, and people move on. It's kind of like a business.
The result, though, of that change is that both you guys got to have some opportunities to play right away. You went down to SEMO and ended up being a pitcher full-time, and you got some reps in your freshman and sophomore year, and eventually that turned you into more of a full-time member of the staff the last 2 years. This last final season in particular, you were tied for second on the team in innings pitch, so you had a lot of appearances. You had 7 starts under your belt. Did you have an idea going into the year that you were going to have to be used so much, and did you work on the stamina required, especially as a starter, to get through your outings?
Yeah, 100%. So in the fall, in the prep period, they had no clue what they wanted to do with me, because I was kind of doing very well in a closing role my junior year. So going into my senior year, I would kind of ask, am I a starter? What am I going to be? They said, well, we don't quite know yet. It depends on what some other people are going to do. So they kind of built me up to be a starter. That way they can move me to a long relief role. They can move me to a closer role where I can pitch on Friday and Sunday night. But so, yeah, that's kind of how it worked in January. I prepped to be a starter just to kind of build the arm strength to prepare me for anything to come.
What are those, like, workouts or sessions like where you try to increase that arm strength and that stamina for kids, especially who maybe are sitting here and thinking to themselves, you know, I want to be able to go deeper into games when I pitch?
Yeah, so basically how that works is over winter break, you would kind of toss, get out the long toss, build that arm strength, and then say our first game was February 16th. There at the beginning of January, you start out with a bullpen, about 25, 30 pitches. Then the next week, you do about 40 pitches. Week later, about 50. And you build up to about 60 or 70 pitches, no more than that, until your first start. And your first start, you'll put your limit at about 70, and then those in-game reps will prepare you for your next time. You can go 80 or 90. So that's kind of how it worked for our program, just kind of taking it week by week with your bullpens and good arm care routines to go along with it.
You also had pretty good pitchers over your 4 years in SEMO to work with on your team. Your freshman year, Joey Lucchesi, who's with the San Diego Padres right now, he was one of the top aces for the staff. Noah Nisnik this last season had a very good year as well. What were some things that you kind of gleaned and learned from those other pitchers that you were able to take with you and incorporate into your arsenal?
With Joey, so I had Joey my freshman year, and that year I kind of dealt with a little bit of injury, so I got to sit on the side and sort of watch him, and I wasn't too close with him. We were good friends, but I wouldn't say I was close to him on a personal level, but I got to see the kind of habits with arm care that he took care of. He was a genius with arm care. He would bring and buy his own tools and certain types of bands and bring them to the park and do certain recovery. So I got to learn that part of the game from him, because he's had a long career, no injury. He's taken great care of his arm. And being a tall lefty, just like me, you know, I got to kind of watch him and how he does stuff.
Let's go all the way back then to your Valley days, because that's what people around here will remember is, you know, the consistent, you know, excellent level that those teams played at and being in those high-stakes games at the end of the year every single year. What can you say about what that coaching staff did, you know, whether it was Coach Nager or then eventually, you know, Nathan Gegg, what they did with you that really made it a little bit easier to step into the high-level play you have at collegiate baseball?
Yeah, so this is actually really cool story because in high school we had all these cool practices, cool routines. We got the Jager bands and all this arm care stuff, and our practices were set up in a very unique way in high school. And at the time, you know, Judd Nager, Nathan Gaggett, they're very close with Coach Beezer. So when I got to SEMO, our practices and routines were kind of the same stuff I was doing in high school, and I kind of just like brought it up to one of the coaches later, and they said, oh yeah, we got a lot of our practice schedules and routines from going to SEMO and watching them practice and see what they do. So it was actually pretty cool to see how similar the practices were, and it actually wasn't much different than what we did in high school.
Definitely a heck of a leg up for you when you step in there freshman year. You've obviously finished up your career there and your academic career at SEMO. What are you doing right now?
Now I started a full-time role at an insurance agency in St. Genevieve. So the risk management industry was calling my name, so I'm doing right now.
Yeah, well, it calls everybody at some point down the line, or it calls the right people at least. You going to make some time in the coming spring to carve out and watch a little Valley baseball?
Yeah, I plan. I usually try to make a few games a year, especially towards the end in those sectional runs and home games. Those are usually the most fun ones, especially from my experience playing and getting to watch. So it's really cool. I really liked it when upperclassmen came back to watch us play. So I know how much it means to those guys.
Yeah, definitely a great reminder of what playing for all 4 years and putting a lot of hard work and effort in can do. I guess my last question to you would be then, if you had one little piece of advice to give to Valley players or anybody who's thinking about trying to pursue a college baseball career, what would be the thing you'd want them to start doing now still in high school?
The thing you need to start doing if you're wanting to go play, especially pitch at the next level, is really take care of your bodies, because high school had no problems with my arm. I was throwing 100 innings a year. I was a lot of high stress throwing in high school. So once you get to college, your arm's starting to wear and tear, especially with they really up the throwing once you get to college. So any advice is really take care of your arms. Get on YouTube, get on any Pitching Ninja Twitter sites, and really learn how to take care of your arm and what to do after you get done, because that will really pay off down the road and can really increase your velocity too.
Daniel, thank you so much for talking with us. Glad to have you back in the area, and congrats on finishing up at SEMO. And I'm sure you enjoyed the heck out of it, but at the same time, you're happy to be done with the academic part of that.
Yeah, 100%.
Congrats again on graduation, and thanks for chatting with us for just a little bit.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
That is Daniel Burkholt, former Valley Catholic Warrior and now a alumni of Southeast Missouri State University and the baseball program in Cape Girardeau for the Red Hawks.